We're going to begin here now, Masechet Me'ilah. Me'ilah comes out of a small parsha at the end of Vayikra. Hey, we dealt with the Ashamot and the Asham Talui. We saw in Masechet Kretot that Rabbi Kiva believed that an Asham Talui could also be brought with a Safek with regards to Me'ilah. And now we're going to deal with this small parsha that's found at the end of Vayikra, hey, about the Asham Me'ilot or Me'ilah. Me'ilah, which is the misappropriation of Dvarim Shel Hekdesh, things that are otherwise holy. By the Ber Hashem El Moshe Limor, Nefesh Ki Tim'o Mal, B'chata B'shkaga, B'Kodshei Hashem. So the requirement is that there is something done to Kodshei Hashem, Ve'vi, then the punishment for misappropriating B'shogeg the Kodshei Hashem, he has to bring Hashem Ola Hashem, El Tamim Minatzon, Berkecha Kes B'shkalim B'shekha Kodesh La'Hashem, and Hashem Milot, which is from the Tzon, worth 2 shekel, 2 slaim, and that which he misappropriated from Hekdesh, Yishalem, he'll have to compensate, and add on an additional fifth, the fifth milabar, which is equivalent to a quarter milagav, which is 25% more of the principal amount, and then that will be given to the Kohen, and then he'll bring the Korban for him on his behalf, and that will forgive him. So that's Parshat Me'ilot. Parshat Me'ilot requires that someone who b'shogeg misappropriates Hekdesh has to, number one, bring an Hashem Me'ilot. Number two, has to pay back the principal. And number three, has to add on a Chamishit, the fifth, on top of that, in order to attain Kapara. Now with regards to what one is moel with, the Pasuk says Kodshei Hashem. Now what is classified as Kodshei Hashem? That will depend on the status of the Hekdesh itself. We have things that are Hekdesh Damim, things that are otherwise Kodesh Lashem, if they are misappropriated, then there is a din of Mi'ilah. When it comes to Korbanot, here there's really a divide amongst the Korbanot. There actually are 3 categories when it comes to the Korbanot. They're Kodshei Kodashim. In Kodshei Kodashim, it's subdivided into 2 categories. In Kodshei Kodashim, which are totally to the Mizbeach, everything goes on the Mizbeach, or like Parim and Nisafim, Sarim and Nisafim. In that case, from the moment of Hekdesh until the moment that their mitzvah is completed, there's a din of Mi'ilah. The Mi'ilah will apply to any Kodshei Kodashim in that category, from the moment they've been made Hekdesh till the moment their mitzvah is done. There's a second group of Kodshei Kodashim. Those are, for instance, like the Chatat and the Asham, where a portion of them goes to the Kohen, and a portion goes to the Mizbeach. Over there, once again, from the moment of Hekdesh, one can be Mo'el in them. But then there is a bifurcation, which is at the time of Zrikat Adam, the Basar, the flesh which goes to the Kohanim, no longer has Mi'ilah associated with it because it has Heter the Kohanim. It no longer belongs to Hekdesh as Kodshei Hashem anymore. On the other hand, the items that remain to go to the Mizbeach, the Emurim, and so on, those items that belong to the Mizbeach will retain a status of Mi'ilah until that process, which is supposed to happen to them, is completed, because they're still Kodshei Hashem, and they have to go on the Mizbeach. The third category of Kodashim is Kodshim Kalim. By Kodshim Kalim, generally, according to most, there is no din of Mi'ilah when it comes to Kodshim Kalim. The exception to that is after Zrikat Adam. After one does Zrikat Adam by Kodshim Kalim, then again we have this bifurcation, which is the Basar remains like it was before, there's no din of Mi'ilah, because it wasn't Mi'ilah before, and the Basar now belongs to the Kohanim, but the Zrikat Adam by the Kodshim Kalim makes the Murim Ra'ui L'Mizbeach, and those Murim attain a status like Kodshei Kodashim, because now they belong to Hashem, they're Kodshei Hashem, they belong to the Mizbeach, and therefore there is a din of Mi'ilah with regards to those Emurim. So that's the broad 3 categories within Kodshei Mizbeach that have Mi'ilah. Again, 2 categories within Kodshei Kodashim, those that are totally the Mizbeach, that have nothing to do with the Kohanim. Over there, from the time they're Hekdesh to the time that the mitzvah is completed, there is a din of Mi'ilah. Once the mitzvah is completed, there is no din of Mi'ilah anymore. With regards to Kodshei Kodashim, which have a portion that goes to Kohanim, a portion to the Mizbeach, then they are Chayavin bin Mi'ilah from the moment of Hekdesh until the moment of Zrikat Damim. At Zrikat Damim, we have a bifurcation where the Basar will no longer have a din of Mi'ilah. That which remains to go to the Mizbeach will have Mi'ilah until its mitzvah is completed. By Kodshei Kalim, there is no din of Mi'ilah. until Zrika Damim. By Zrika Damim, we have the same bifurcation, which is Basar has no din of Mi'ilah. The Emurim do have a din of Mi'ilah until their mitzvah is completed. Now, with regards to Mi'ilah itself, how one is Mo'el in Hekdesh, we'll get to later in the Masechta. It's much later in the Masechta, but as always, the information you need up front is later in the Mishnayot. There are actually two ways to be Mo'el. In assets or items that depreciate, then one has to be Mo'el by depreciating the asset by a Shaveh Pruta. If you utilize it, you use it to the amount that depreciates it, a Shaveh Pruta, then that is considered to be Mi'ilah. So for instance, when it comes to Ochel of Ekdesh, if one eats or uses or utilizes the Ochel to the point that it reduces its value by a Shaveh Pruta, that's considered Mi'ilah. Items that are non-depreciable assets, things that remain intact, even after usage, over there you have to get a Shaveh Pruta worth of Hana'ah, benefit from the item. The example that's always given in the Gemara and the Mishnah is a Koshel Zahav, a gold cup, a gold goblet. In that case, if you utilize it, it's not a depreciating asset, it still retains its utility, it doesn't depreciate just by usage. The way to be Mo'el in such an item is to utilize the gold goblet for a Shaveh Pruta worth of Hana'ah. So those are the two ways that one can be Mo'el. Again, if it's a depreciable asset, you have to depreciate it by a Shaveh Pruta. If it's a non-depreciable asset, you have to get Hana'ah from it, that is the value of a Shaveh Pruta. The last thing to discuss, and then we'll get on with the Mishnah, is something that will come up in our Gemara today, is that there is Mi'ilah D'Oraito and Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan. Mi'ilah min Torah, which we read from the Psukim, is very clear. You bring an Hashem Mi'ilot, you pay the principal back, plus you add on a chumash. What the Gemara is going to tell us today is that when it comes to Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan, obviously you don't bring the Korban, because it's only D'Rabbanan, that would bring Chumin into the Azarah. So we don't bring the Korban, but the Gemara is also going to add for us is that you also don't bring the chumash. The chumash is connected to the Korban, and therefore if you're not chayav in Korban, you're also not chayav in the chumash. So when we talk about Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan, Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan means that you are chayav in the principal amount to pay the principal amount. And sometimes there will be actually be a difference or within the Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan. Sometimes it will say ma'al. That means Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan, which will mean that you're chayav then to pay for the value of the item. Sometimes it's denoted in the Mishnah as Einanin velo mo'alim. One is not allowed to get enough from the object, Mi'D'Rabbanan, Avalein mo'alim mi'D'Oraita. In those cases, it may be that there is no Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan even, that it's just a din D'Rabbanan that we shouldn't get enough from such items. But not necessarily that that is Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan, although you could argue in those cases as well that the Mi'ilah D'Rabbanan is the same here, which is that we force you to replace the value to Ekdesh. All right, with that introduction, we'll begin Masechta Mi'ilah. Masechta Mi'ilah begins, Kodshei Kodashim Shishachtam B'Darom. Yishrek Kodshei Kodashim in the Darom, Mo'alin Bahen. They still retain their status of Kiddusha, and you will have an Isur of Mi'ilah. Ketzad. Now the Mishnah is going to explain that first statement. Shachatan B'Darom. He shechs them in the south side. V'kibel Daman B'Tzafon. And then he accepts the blood. He does the Kabbalat Adam in the north. We know when it comes to Kodshei Kodashim, we know that from Ezehu Mekoman, that everything has to be done in the northern side. Doing Shechita on the southern side is a problem for Kodshei Kodashim. So he does the Kibbal Dam, Kabbalat Adam in the right place, but he does not do the Shechita in the right place. So you would think, and this is what the Gemara will show us later, is that the Korban is now Pasul. Because it's Pasul, you would think that now becomes a zero. It's lost its status as Hekdesh. And you wouldn't be Mo'el in it. Despite the fact, you are still Chayav in Milah. The Kodshei Hashem, or the Shem Kodashim, does not leave it just because you shechted it B'Darom. B'Tzafon, if you shechted it in the Tzafon properly, V'kibel Daman B'Darom, and over there, then you were Mekabel the Dam in the southern side, over there, also, there's still Mi'ilah. The Gemara is going to ask, why do you have to tell me that? You just told me that by Shita. Why do you have to tell me that by Kabbalat Adam? For that, we just need a little background, which is, in terms of Mi'ilah, there are stages which you can move through, and it's become very important in the Mishnah and in the Gemara today, which is, with regards to Mi'ilah, when you start out, anything that is Kodshei Hashem, like we said, Kodshei Kodashim, they have a din in Mi'ilah. And as long as they're done properly, they will retain that shame Kodshei Hashem, and you will be Mo'el in them. There's another extreme, which is which a korban is totally basul. We'll say that today. For instance, the korban dies. Korban dies. It's useless now. Worthless and useless. Over there, it loses its mi'ilah because it's no longer kodshi Hashem. It's gone from it. It has no value in terms of kodshi Hashem. There's going to be a spectrum in between of psulim, things that make the korban pasul. And in making the korban pasul, we're going to have to understand within that spectrum, how far are you towards the extreme of mitah versus how close are you to the original status of kodshi Hashem. What our Mishnah is doing is addressing exactly that. Here I have things that make the korban pasul. But what the Mishnah is telling us, even though it's pasul, it retains and shame kodshi Hashem. It doesn't get over to the extreme of mitah, where it loses its total status of hekdesh. It's not proper kodshi Hashem. It has a psul in it, but because it retains a certain level of kedusha, therefore mi'ilah does not leave this item. Gemara will discuss what the chiddush is between these two parts. In terms of the next line in the Mishnah is a machloket in the girsa. The girsa that we have in front of us is not even clear if that's Rashi's girsa, but the girsa is shachad bayom, someone did shkita during the day, which is the proper way to do it. Vizarak balayla nizrikat dam at night, which is not permitted. All avodat of the korbanot has to be done during the daytime. So zrika by night would cause you a problem. Balayla, or the other way around, he did the shkita at night, which was improper. Vizarak bayom, and he did the zrika during the day. In both of these cases, again, the animal is pasul in terms of a korban, but not all the way to the end of the spectrum of mitah, and therefore it retains its status of mi'ilah. Now, what the problem with this part of the Mishnah is that it's different than the previous part of the Mishnah. In the previous part of the Mishnah, we first did shchita improperly, and then we did zrika improperly. In this part of the Mishnah, when it comes to yom and laila, they reverse the order, and they put the zrika improperly first, and then the shchita improperly. So if you say that that's the case, then you actually have an inconsistency in the Mishnah, which means that the first bava, the first section of the Mishnah, is saying, Zu, this retains mi'ilah, ve'af zu, and even this retains its mi'ilah. Even though you're getting more pasul along the way, nevertheless, it still retains its mi'ilah. Now that is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says Zrika is the Ikar. Zrika tadam or Kabbalat tadam is the Ikar part of the Kodashim. And therefore, it's more problematic than shkita. Shkita can even be done by a zar. So therefore, I progressed from something that was shkita, was a small psul, to something that's even a bigger psul, which is kabbalat dam. That's what we said before, because of the spectrum. It does matter how psul you are, because if you get to mita, there is no more shame kedusha. So your havamina would be here is that if you move so far off the spectrum in terms of psul, then you'd be equivalent to an animal dying. And then it would lose its status of mi'ilah. So it does matter how psul the animal is. So then when you come to the next one, yom v'layla, you have it in the reverse order. You have the zrika first, and then the psul of shkita. In that case, you have to read it, zu v'ein sarof lamar zu. This case, and you don't even have to tell me about this other case. Which means that the style of the Mishnah is different in these two sections. In one section, I'm telling you the lesser Chiddush, then the bigger Chiddush. In the second section, I'm telling you the bigger Chiddush, and then the lesser Chiddush. Which is both are stylistically found in the Mishnayot. The problem is now that you have it in a single Mishnah, you have this mixed between the two different styles. Therefore, Tosafot changes the girsa over here. You can see it in the first wide line in the Tosafot. El Garsina Nipcha. We change the gears around. Shachat balayla, v'zarek bayom. Shachat bayom, v'zarek balayla. He changes it to be consistent that the bigger chiddush is the second case. The first case is a case of psul and shchita. The second case is a psul and zrita. So Tosos changes it in order to keep a consistency between the two parts of the Mishnah, that both of them are zu, baflo zu. Right, now the difference between what you're pointing out, Zvi, is that the first one talks about Kabbalah, and the second one points out that it's Zrika. How come by, we're talking about Darom, we talked about Shkita, the difference between Shkita and Kabbalah. In the case of Yom Valayla, we talked about Shkita and Zrika. And that is because Kabbalat Adam has to be Miyad Achar Shkita. So to have it be that you did Shkita in the day, and Kabbalat Adam at night, is very unlikely. That means you have the exact point to change over. But to have a gap between Shkita and Zrika, that's possible, because once you've done Kabbalat Adam, as long as the dam doesn't coagulate, you can still do Zrika the dam later on. So that's why the Mishnah moved by the first case between a difference between Shkita and Kabbalat Adam to Shkita and Zrika. There is later on, the Bach suggests that Rashi had a different girsa in the Mishnah as well, that it only had one of these lines, that it doesn't have both cases by Shkita Bayom and Zarak Balayla. The Gemara also seems to support Tosfos' reading of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is progressing through Chidushim, from the lesser Chidush to the higher Chidush. The other thing you have to ask is, what happens if you did both Shkita B'Darom and Kabbalat Dabarom, or you did both Shkita Balayla and Zrika Balayla? What's the din there? Rashi says by Shkita and Zrika Balayla that, of course, there is Mi'ila in that case, because it's the biggest Chiddush, but it's not puzzle enough that it's not considered to be dead. So that's number one. Number two is Tosfot says about if you do Shkita and Kabbalat Adam B'Darom, he has a Havamina, that would be so pasul that it's like Mita, and that it would lose its shame Mi'ila. In the end, he retracts that and says that Benira, the main Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rabbeinu Peretz said no, that when it comes to Darom is also same din as that which is found in the Mishnah. So why didn't the Mishnah write it? So that's the style in the Mishnah. Sometimes the Mishnah will give you the two component parts, and it says if you add 1 plus 1, you'll get to 2. So it doesn't give you the biggest Kiddush, which is Darom, even though that it is true. So Tosfos in the end concludes that even in Darom, you would also have a case where it retains its Mila, even though it's so Pasul. The Havamina is, even though it's so Pasul that maybe it's like Mita, no. It's still not Pasul enough that it's like Mita, and therefore retains its status of Mi'ila. Right, the next two cases are, if you have a problem of Pigul of Chutzlus Mano v'Chutzlim Komo, so those again are Psulim in the Korban, they're not Pasul enough in order to remove the Shem Mi'ila, and therefore Mu'alim Bahen. They get Mi'ila in all of these. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua establishes for us a principle on this. Shat Heter leKohanim in Bo'alim Ba. Anything that reaches the point at which the Kohanim had a right to the Basar, then there is no longer any Mi'ila. Anything that doesn't reach the point where the Kohanim can eat the Basar, it retains its status of Mi'ila. So all these cases, and the first cases in the Mishnah, are cases where the Kohanim never reached a point where they could eat the Basar. What's an example of something where the Kohanim did have a heter to eat the meat, and yet it became Pasul? Shalono, that the meat was notar. You had a korban that then was left over past its time. Kohanim had a point where they could eat the basar. The meat that's left over now, even though it's pasul, there is no me'ila in this meat. Shin nitma'a, it became tameh. After the Kohanim had a right to eat it, it became tameh, the basar. Even though you can't eat the basar anymore, nevertheless, there is no me'ila, because it lost its shame me'ila, v'shiyatza. Or it went out of the area in which it's allowed to be eaten, the Azara for Kochei Kodoshim. In that case, it leaves that area, even though now it's Pasul, nevertheless, it doesn't have Mi'ila, because at one point it was Mutar LeKohanim. Vezi Shaloi HaShatet LeKohanim. What are the examples of things that don't have a HaShatet LeKohanim? Shenishkata Chutz LeZmana V'Chutz LeMkoma. Now here, the Mishnah only brings two of the examples out of all the psulim that we had earlier on. Rashi says that's because the Chutz LeZmana, Chutz LeMkoma is learned out of the same pasuk, they have the same din. I would suggest that also it's the biggest chiddush over here, which is that even though it's so pasul, that it's pigul, nevertheless, it still retains its status of Kodshei Hashem. V'shikiblu psulim v'zarku et dama. Or, and that's an O. Either there was Kabbalat Dam done by someone who's Pasul, which is a Zar, or Vizarku et Dama, or a Zar does, or a Balmum, Kohen Balmum, does the Zrika the Dam. In those cases, this Korban is Pasul and retains its Mi'ila, because it never reaches a point where it was Heter Le Kohanim. Rashi over here says it's referring to someone who does a Volda Bitum'ah, the Korban Yachid. We saw back in the Gemara in Zvachim, that when it comes to a psul of Tumah, that what's left behind is considered Shirayim at that point in time, because whatever was done is done, and you cannot rectify it afterwards. Because Tumah b'tzibur is Hutra, and therefore it's considered Shirayim. When a Tameh takes the blood from the animal, what's left behind is Shirayim. On the other hand, if it's a Balmum, or someone who's a Zar that does the Kabbalat Adam, maybe over there it's not Posel if someone else makes up for it. Meaning that if they are able to meet Mekabal Dam, after you already did the Kabbalat Adam, the person who's going to make up for it. Ketani, Kodshei Kodoshim, Sheshakta Midarom, Olim Behen. Pshito. That's simple. Mishum Deshchetan Bedarom, Afkinu Midei Mi'ila. Just because you shecht them in the Darom, you take it out of the status of Mi'ila. Itzrich. We need this. Sachadat Mino Ho'el V'Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. So this is what I mentioned before. Kodshim Shemetu. Kodoshim, that die. Yatsu Midei Mi'ila. They lose their status of Mi'ila. Dvar Torah, Minat Torah. So, Hanami, I would think now, Kodshei Kodoshim, the Gavei Darom, When a shek kodshi kadashim in the darom, when they're supposed to be done in the tzafon, kema dechankinun dami. It's as if you choked them to death. It's as if you killed them without any status. Kamash malon, that's not the case. That kodshim bedarom still have or maintain a status. Right? Because kodshim shemeitu lo chazu klal. Kodshim that die are worthless and useless. Of a darom, nehi deno roi lo kodshim kodashim, shchida bedarom. Right, it doesn't work for kodshim kodashim. I understand that. Aval ra'uyu lo kodshim kalim. It still has some status in terms of kodshim kalim, which could be shechted over there. So therefore, I say that the me'ila is there because I have not done something that takes it so far to the psula mita. Mita means that it's something that's not even shayach in the parsha of kodashim anymore. But when I shecht in the darom, it's something that was still shayach in parsha of kodashim. Since I did something that is still shayach to parsha of kodashim, that's not a psul, that's far enough along to remove its status as kodshei Hashem. So Gemara says, lama lemitnei kohane. How come I have to write all of these items in our Mishnah? We have all these different examples of Mishnah. If you just told me that if it's pasul, then it's fine. So Gemara says, trichi. I need all of them. Why? Itana shachatan bidarom. Had I just talked about shchita bidarom, v'kibel deman b'tzafon, and the kabbalah that then was done properly in the tzafon, hachadid bo meila mishum de kabbalah b'tzafon hu. Because the kabbalah, which is the ikar part of the korban, the dam, was done in the proper place. Aval shachatan b'tzafon, on the other hand, if the shchita was done b'tzafon, v'kibel deman bidarom, on the other hand, the kabbalah that then was done in the south, hu v'kibel bidarom, hu nafik mide meila. Since the Kabbalat Adam, which is the Ikar part of it that is done, was done improperly, therefore it's gone from Me'ilah, it's as if it died. So therefore the Chiddush is, that even though you have a bigger psul here in Kabbalat Adam, nevertheless, it still has or retains its Kodshei Hashem. V'itanahai, had I only written the first section of the Mishnah, which deals with Tzafon and Darom, Havamina, Yomama, Zmanakrovahu. It's done during the day, that's Zmanakrovah. Aval, if I move out of the daytime, shachata b'layla, v'zarak bayom, if he did shkita at night, and the zrika during the day, layla lazman akrovu, you're totally outside the parsha of korbanot, and therefore, maybe it's considered as if it died. Because you did that at night, it loses its status entirely, it's as if it died. And if you itana shachata b'layla, had you only written shachata b'layla, havamina hol v'kibel dama bayom, since you did kabbalah during the day, it ba mila. It still has mila. Aval shachatan bayom. If you did the shkita by the day, v'zarak daman balayla. The zrika d'adam, which is the more choshev part of the avoda, was done at night. So you have two problems. It's the more choshev avoda, and it was done at night. Maybe over there it's so puzzle. Ho v'laz man akravu. Kiman d'chankinon dami. It's as if you choked it to death. It's as if it's dying. V'lo yibahu mila. It doesn't have mila. K'mash mulan. So again, number one, this supports the girsa of Tosafot, that there's a progression in the Mishnah from the lower Chiddush to the higher Chiddush, and that is borne out by the way the Gemara reads it. Over here, the Bach says the way Rashi had the girsa in our Mishnah was that the Mishnah only had Shachat Bayom v'Zarak Balayla. That was the only part of it there. It left out the case of Shachat Balayla v'Zarak Bayom, and the Gemara is just intuiting that from the fact that it only wrote the second half. So those are three different girsaot that you can have in the Mishnah. But you see here, in terms of a progression of lower Chiddush to bigger Chiddush, the bigger the psul gets, the more likely it is that it loses its status of Kodshei Hashem. Now, Tzvi, your question is, okay, well, where is that line? And that's what the Gemara wants to know next. Chutz is mano, v'chutz is lekomo, l'may chalzu. But when it comes to Pingle, then what do they roll away for? I understand when you're talking about Laila. And when I'm talking about Darom, those have Shaykhut by Kodoshim. Darom is good for Kodshei Kalim. And the Kamashman of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is that Laila is not Mechusar Zman. That Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman when it comes to Karbanot. And Laila is Mano Krabba. There's a Deya like that in the Gemara, plus you have the Barim Ptorim, which make it into something that is relevant to Laila. So Kodoshim have relevance to Laila. But once I reach the Pigol, Chutzim Kavo, Chutzim Zmano, where is that relevant by Kodashim? There's no longer anything that is relevant. So the Gemara says, Hoil umiratzin lepigulin, because the Zrikat Adam, remember, when you have Pigul, or Chutzim Kamo, you have to be Karev Matirav Behefsher. You have to have it that there's no other psul in the Korban. You have to do the rest of the Korban properly. So therefore, when you have Pigul, by the time of Shkita, you have to do the Zrikat Adam properly. That Zrikat Adam is effective in terms of making it into pigul. Since that zrikat adam is effective, therefore, I say that that is still relevant. So that's the way Rashi reads it. Rashi reads it. I would have thought that the chutz l'mkomo, chutz l'zmano is not relevant to Kodashim, the world of Kodashim. The answer is, Kevin the Zrika Chashuva. The Zrika Adam that you do for them is Chashuv because it makes it into Pigol. If you didn't do the Zrika Adam properly, it wouldn't be Pigol. So since that Zrika Adam has status within the world of Kodashim, it also has status in terms of retaining the shame Kodshe Hashem. That's the way Rashi reads it. Tosafot, on the other hand, says that the Gemara's question is a little different. Gemara Kamashman, the Zrika, Lav Mafko Midei Mi'ila. So what I would have thought over here is that when I come to Pigol, I have chutzus manom chutzum kamo. Then I have to do zrikat adam properly. When I do the zrikat adam properly, it makes it chayiv karev for the Pigol. So what I would have thought, that is karev matirav. That the matirim were brought properly, just like when zrikat adam in a regular korban removes the me'ila from it, so too over here the zrikat adam has status. The Zrikat Adam has status because it makes you chayav karet for eating the korban going forward. That means that this Zrikat Adam was effective. Okay, not effective in making mutter to eat, but effective in making you chayav karet. If it's effective in making you chayav karet, it should also be effective in removing the mi'ilah from the korban. The Kamashwan is that no, it doesn't work that way. Even though it's effective in making you chayav karet, it still never reached the point of heter lekohanim. And since it never reaches the point of heter lekohanim, right, so the status of the animal remains that it's still Kodshei Hashem. And since it's Kodshei Hashem, there'll still be a status of Mi'ilah on this item. Right, it has enough power to get you to Pigol, but not enough power to remove the Kodshei Hashem. So those are two different ways to read the Gemara between Rashi and Tosafot over here. Alright, now the Gemara asks, Ibaluhu, im alu ma'ushi erdu. If they go onto the Mizbeach, what's the din? Do they have to be brought down? Now it's clear here by Pigol that that's not a question, because we know that for sure. By Pigol, chutzim koma, chutzim zmana, we know already, the Mishnah and Eilut have told us, that imalu lo yirdu. They don't come down. The question is to the earlier cases in the Mishnah. Now the earlier cases in the Mishnah, it can't be about Yom Valayla, because by Yom Valayla we have a machloket mifureshet between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, it's machloket Tanaim. The question here is about Safon and Darom. That if the Kodshim Kalim are done in the Darom, what's the status? How puzzle is this animal? You're saying to me, it's still Kodshei Hashem. Well, let's test that. How Kodshei Hashem is it? Meaning that, does it retain its Kodshei Hashem that if it goes on his back, we don't take it down? Or does it even get taken down? So Yibailu, Imalu Maushi Yerdu. Rabba Amar Imalu Yerdu. If they're put on the Mizbeach, take them off the Mizbeach. Yosef Amar Imalu Lo Yerdu. If they went up to the Mizbeach, they're not taken off the Mizbeach. So now, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not shayach to us, really. It's shayach to the Mishnayot and Zvachim, which is Rabbi Yehuda has a less expansive view of what is included in those things that are olal mizbeach and don't come down. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo tibaylach dutkuli amalo pligei du amalu yerdu. Everybody agrees, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who has this more minimalistic view of what goes on the mizbeach, that these items would have to come down. The question is, according to ki pligei aliba de Rabbi Shimon, their machloket is, according to Rabbi Shimon, who has a more expansive view of what goes on to the Mizbeach and stays on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef holds, like Rabbi Shimon, that imalo, lo yerdu, that they don't come back down. Rabba amar lecha, Rabba will suggest you, adkan lo kama Rabbi Shimon, ela, minitan lamato, shenatan lamalo. O minitan lamalo, shenatan lamato. When you switch around the damim, if the dam was supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and you did it on the lower half, or it was supposed to be spring on the lower half, the Mizbeach, you put it on the upper half. Since the Dam got to the Mizbeach, even though in the wrong place, therefore, if it goes on the Mizbeach, we don't take it down. But that's because the Psul already is within a technicality of the Dam, but it still reached the Mizbeach. On the other hand, where it's so far-fetched, the Psul, which is over here, when you have a case, Ulolam, Deshachtam, Bekibo, Deman, Besafon, Aval. That's only if you did everything else right, that you did the Shechit and the Tzafon. Avahocha, came the Shachat, Bidarom, Kemand, Dechankinun, Dami. Since he did the Shechita in the south, it's as if he choked it. Alright, right away we have a question now. If you say Shechita Midarom is as if you choked it, then what should be the din with regards to Mi'ilah? With regards to Mi'ilah, they should no longer have a status of Mi'ilah. Our Mishnah is going to become a problem for Rabba's position right away. Our Mishnah says that if you do the Shechita in the Darom, it's still Kodshei Hashem. And Rabba's over here saying that if you do the Shechita Midarom, it's as if you choked it. It's as if it's Meita. If it's Meita, it shouldn't have a status of Mi'ilah. So what are we going to do to reconcile that? So the Gemara says, Tanan, Kodshei Kodashim Shechita Midarom Ba'alin Bahen. So Bishlam al Rabbi Yosef Necha, that works well according to Rabbi Yosef, says Imalu, lo yirdu, because they have a status of Kodshi Hashem. Since they have a status of Kodshi Hashem, number one, you have Mi'ilah, number two is if they go on the Mizbech, they don't come down. El Rabba Kasha, you have a contradiction in the position of Rabba now. Because according to Rabba, they come down off the Mizbech, yet the Mishnah says they have Mi'ilah. So in one case they're considered Kodshi Hashem, in the other case they're not considered Kodshi Hashem. So what is he saying? My Mo'alin behen? When our Mishnah says Mo'alin behen, mi derabanan. The Mi'ilah in our Mishnah is not a Mi'ilah Doraita, it's a Mi'ilah derabanan. And this is what we discussed in the introduction. Ma'ika ben Doraita l'rabanan. What's the difference between Mi'ilah derabanan and Mi'ilah Doraita? Doraita mishalmim chomesh, derabanan lo. Again, obviously the Korban doesn't come when you have Mi'ilah derabanan, but a key difference that is, besides that, is the fact that you don't pay the chomesh. The chomesh is connected to the Korban, and therefore the chomesh is not brought when you have Mi'ilah derabanan. Rabbanan. Gemara says, Mi'ika Mi'ilah derabanan. Is there really such a concept called Mi'ilah derabanan? Now, my answer is in, yes. Tosfot asks right away, what do you mean? They're plentiful. We have so many Mishnayot in Shas that tells us that there is a din Mi'ilah derabanan. What's the question in the Gemara over here? So the answer is that this particular type of Mi'ilah derabanan, which is that there are certain instances where the Rabbanan have to institute Mi'ilah because there's a thought that people might come into contact or deal with these items. But if something is so pasul, as if it's died or it's a nevela, nobody will come into contact with those items or will not deal with those items. Therefore, we're not afraid of mi'ilah. So the question of the Gemara is, when you have something like kechan kinun, we do shchita bidaron, and it's as if you choked it, and as if it died, if an animal dies, then maybe there should be no mi'ilah derabanan, because it's a nevela, nobody's going to touch it, nobody's going to deal with it, nobody's going to want to have anything to do with it, so maybe there should be no mi'ilah there. That's the Gemara's question. Is there a mi'ilah in those types of cases, where bedilei nish minei? And the answer to the Gemara is, yes, in Damar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan Kodshim Shemetu, when they, the Kodashim that died, Yotzu midei mi'ilah, Dvar Torah. Mina Torah, they no longer have mi'ilah. Alma, midoraita lo, itlo mehon. That they don't have any mi'ilah midoraita, aval midorabanan itbon. They have a din mi'ilah midorabanan. So you see, there is such a concept. Even in items that people are bedilei minei, even items that people normally don't, would not associate with, nevertheless, there is a din mi'ilah derabanan. So now Gemara says, Lema Tanina Hada Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. So now we should say our Mishnah supports Ulam Rabbi Yochanan's position. So Gemara says, Afa Gavda Tanina, even though our Mishnah does support it according to Rabba, Itzrich Dula. I still need Ula. Saka, that's Mina Hocha Dula Bidulin Minhon. That over here, where they're not Bidil Minhon of a Kodshim Shemetu Minin, the case where by Shechita Bidaron, the people don't separate so much from them, they're still within the world of Kodashim. Maybe over there there's Mila Durabanan. Then I would say Mila Dibanan. But in a case of Kodashim Shemetu, where they died whole Bedilim in home, since they're in a Vela, people don't associate with them, Ema Fila Mila Dirabanan lo. Maybe there's no Mila Dirabanan Kamashalan. That's what Ulam Rabbi Yochanan teaches us the Chiddush, that even by Metu, there still is a din of Mi'ila. So Metu Nami Tanina. Metu we also have a Mishnah for. Hanene Mina Chatat. Kishihi Chaya lo Ma'al. Somebody gets benefit from a Chatat when they're alive. Did not get mi'ilah at shivgom. This has to do with what we said before. It's a depreciable asset. And therefore, until you do abgam, until you have some depreciation in the animal, then there is no din of mi'ilah. Ukushimeta, after it died. Now here we're talking about a chatat that had a mum in it. It's a mum in it, so the chatat is omeid l'damim. You're going to sell it, get the monies, and use those proceeds for kodashim. Therefore, the only... It now becomes what we call a depreciable asset, and the noah has to be a begam of a shavet pruta. If it dies, kevet de nene koshu mal. You're getting a noah from it, now you're a moel. So now we have kodashim that died. Kodashim that died are worthless, because you can't be poded them anymore, and podim otam la'achilam neklavim, we don't do any pidayon. So now they are worthless, and yet it says you have mi'ilah. That mi'ilah must be derabanan. So now if I have mi'ilah derabanan, I have an example here of kodashim that died, and there is Mila Darabanan. Sakadat Khamina, I'll read it one way and then I'll show you that you could read it a different way. Sakadat Khamina Khatat Hoyul Khaparaka Acho Khatat. Since it's coming for Kapara, Lo Bidilin Mina. Their people are not separated from it. So over there, the Rabbanan goes their Mila. Aval Kochim in general, Ho Valav Khaparati, they don't come for Kapara, Bidilin Mihon. Or other Kodashim that are not Khataot. Are not for kapara. People are separated from v'leit lubayim mi'ila, and they don't have mi'ila. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Ulo come to teach us. Kamash milan, there is mi'ila. Now that's according to the girsa that is lo b'dilei minei. On the other hand, Rashi and others have the girsa b where the aleph is in the Gemara as b'dilei minei. People are separated from him. And therefore, the question of the Gemara here is different. Why do we need Rabbi Yochanan and Ula at all? The question is not had the Tanina, we have something to support them. The answer is, why do we need them at all? We don't need them all. Mishnah tells us already that Kodeshim that die, they have Me'ilah D'Rabbanan. What are they adding for us? The answer of the Gemara is Chatat, which is the Chapara Ati. Chatat that comes from Chapara, B'dilei Minon. People are separated from. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Ula and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about Kodeshim in general. Why did this Mishnah come? This Mishnah came to tell us a Chiddush by Chatat. Something that we wouldn't have thought from just the regular din of Rabbi Yochanan and Ula. The regular din of Rabbi Yochanan and Ula is that if a Kodeshim dies, there is Me'ilah D'Rabbanan. We would have a meaning where that doesn't apply to Chatat. Because Chatat, B'dilei Minhon, people separated from, because it's the Kaparati, people don't get close to it, they don't touch it at all. So over there I would have thought you don't need a Gzeirah of Me'ilah D'Rabbanan. The Mishnah comes to tell me, even in that case, I have a Gzeira of Me'ilah. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Chatat, I had to single out Chatat, which I wouldn't have thought is in the same category as the rest of Kodeshim. So two ways to read the Gemara. Either the Chiddush is that Kodeshim, the Chatat, is less separated, therefore there is Me'ilah, and the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan Me'ula is that we extend it even to other Kodeshim where people are separated from them, or the other way around. The other way around is that Rabbi Yochanan Me'ula talk about all Kodeshim where people are lo b'dilei minhon. Since they're not b'dilei minhon, that's why there's Me'ilah. Chatat, I would have thought, does not have a din of Me'ilah because b'dilei minhon, people are separated from it. The Mishnah teaches us that Chiddush, or why the Mishnah comes and speaks about Chatat, is because that's a unique case where b'dilei minhon, nevertheless there is Me'ilah. So those are two ways to read, depending on which gear you have in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop over here.